You've heard of dueling banjos. Now multiply it times several hundred. It's a unique convention of sights and sounds that entertains folks from coast to coast. It's our topic on today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Whether you see it or hear it, almost everyone can identify this instrument.
The banjo was introduced to the United States by African slaves back in mid-1600s. It has been in a constant state of evolution for about 370 years.
Johnny Beyer is the executive director of the American Banjo Museum.
The banjo is inextricably tied, particularly from the mid-1800s right to the present day. As music changed, the banjo changed, both physically and the way it was tuned and the way it was played. Today, the banjo is thought of bluegrass, folk, and country music.
Earlier last century, the banjo was playing jazz and ragtime. And before that, it was classical and old-time folk music.
It's had its peak of popularity in the jazz age of the 1920s and 30s, when the banjo was like the electric guitar of the day, and banjo players were like rock stars. I know that sounds amazing, but that's just the way it was.
The American Banjo Museum in Oklahoma City preserves the history and the instrument itself.
We've got over 300 instruments here, no duplicates. They are hand-carved, they're painted, they're engraved.
Each year, the North American International Banjo Convention is held. Unfortunately, though, COVID-19 caused the cancellation of this year's big event, but the music lives on, with many smaller performances taking place across the nation. And this museum continues to offer people a chance to learn more about an instrument distinctive to our ears, an instrument that tells the story of America itself. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.